Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's now time for the noontime news on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. On our World the National News headlines at this hour, self-made Texas billionaire and two-time presidential candidate H. Ross Perot has died. Family spokesman James Fuller said in a statement that Perot died early Tuesday. He was 89. Perot rose from poverty to become one of the nation's richest men with the computer services company EDS. Perot's 1992 independent run for the White House drew 19% of the vote, among the highest totals ever for a third-party candidate. Two of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers say they feel empowered after he was charged with sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. Michelle Licata tells ABC's Good Morning America she was crying when she saw the wealthy financier appear in a federal court in Manhattan. He pled not guilty to the charges and will remain jailed until at least July 15th, when a bail hearing is set on the case. Licata and another accuser, Courtney Wilde, were seated in the courtroom during the hearing. Attorney General William Barr has consulted with Justice Department ethics officials and will not recuse himself from overseeing the case of billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein by federal prosecutors in New York. But a Justice Department official told the Associated Press Barr is recused from any review of a 2008 plea deal that allowed Epstein to avoid federal charges in Florida. That's because Barr's former law firm, Kirkland & Ellis, had previously represented Epstein. Volkswagen is halting production of the last version of its classic Beetle model in July at its plant in Puebla, Mexico. It's the end of the road for a vehicle that has symbolized many things over a history spanning the 8 decades since 1938. A federal appeals court says President Donald Trump can't ban critics from his Twitter account. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled Tuesday. A three-judge panel in Manhattan agreed with a lower court judge who said Trump violates the First Amendment when he blocks critics. The ruling came in a case brought by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. It had sued on behalf of seven individuals blocked by Trump after criticizing his policies. That is a look at our World the National News headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
I'll take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. We have rain continuing to fall. We have 66 degrees, an east wind of 3 miles an hour. We had just over an inch of rain last night, overnight, until 6 o'clock this morning, just 1.05 inches. Since 6 o'clock this morning, we've had 18 hundredths of an inch of rain, so we're at 1.23, almost 1 1/4 inches of rain here in the last, less than a day, and it looks like we're going to continue to get more, which I think is welcome rain, as long as we get rain like we are right now, and not the heavy winds like we had last night. Taking a look at some of the reports, so we're at just shy of 1 1/4 inches of rain here. Yesterday and today at the KROX studios. Euclid Avenue, they're reporting 92 hundredths of an inch of rain, 1 inch 3 miles south of Angus. We also received a call 3 miles south of Angus last night. They said their wheat field was flat as a pancake from the strong winds that came through. So hopefully after it's the rain is done, it starts popping back up. The Woods Edition, 1.1 inches. Samson's Edition reporting 1 inch. 2.5 inches, 13 miles east of Crookston, and then 3 miles west of Erskine, 3 3/4 of an inch. So the storm got pretty good as it continued to move to the east last night, and significant rain throughout the KROX listening area, either around 1 inch or more than 1 inch, and 3 miles west of Erskine, 3 3/4. So a very sparse or a very a variety of rainfalls around Highway 2. As we take a look at the forecast for the rest of today, showers and a chance of thunderstorms continuing, high 70 to 75, southeast winds of 5 to 15, near 100% chance of rain continuing. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 60 to 65, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the northwest after midnight. And the hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwestern Minnesota for today and tonight. Widespread showers and a few thunderstorms will occur through tonight. Isolated severe thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon with risk of hail to 1.5 inches and wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. A tornado is possible. Additional rainfall from this morning through Wednesday morning will average 0.5 inch to 1.5 inches. And the next main chances of thunderstorms will occur Thursday evening and again next Monday. The atmosphere is such so that it is possible that strong or severe storms may occur then. I'll keep you updated, of course, if anything severe does pop up. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, rain continuing, 66 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and 2 baseball tickets. That'll be $30. We'll be paying with cash or debit.
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kassasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kassasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA. Qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now taking a look at our state news, the search continues for a hit-and-run driver who killed a pedestrian early Saturday morning on Highway 78 south of Ottertail in west central Minnesota. State Patrol Sergeant Jesse Grabo says the suspect's vehicle is a smaller, light-colored sedan.
The thing is, it was just dark and there was no street lights in the area, so it's kind of it's real difficult to tell. But again, the vehicle is believed to have some front-end type damage.
21-year-old Tyler Wohlers of Wahpeton, North Dakota, was walking with two other people when he tripped into the traffic lane. Anyone with information should contact the State Patrol in Detroit Lakes. Wohlers, assistant boys hockey coach for Wahpeton Breckenridge. This is the third death the program has had in the last 3 years. And it's been a tough time for the Wahpeton Breckenridge boys hockey team, and another tough piece of news this week. A teen from Montevideo has died from injuries suffered when her vehicle struck a Minnesota Department of Transportation truck near Morris just after noon on Monday.
18-year-old Madeline Gorham was northbound on Highway 59 when she hit the MnDOT vehicle on the shoulder. Her car then went into the opposing lane and was struck by a semi. Gorham later died at a Fargo hospital. The drivers of the other vehicles were not injured. I'm J.P. Cola.
And a Democratic Minnesota lawmakers are defending the Affordable Care Act ahead of oral arguments today in the Texas versus United States lawsuit, which alleges that the ACA is unconstitutional. The suit was filed in 2018 by 20 Republican state officials.
What Texas versus the U.S. makes clear is that we must stop playing politics with health care in this country. We have to move past viewing strengthening our current health care system as a win for any political party.
Second District Congresswoman Angie Craig says repealing the ACA would be catastrophic. At least six people were hurt, including three critically, when a van slammed into a crowded bus stop shelter in North Minneapolis. All six were transported to hospitals. Metro Transit spokesman Howie Padilla says police took the driver of the van into custody. The mangled shelter and broken glass covered the sidewalk at the bus stop. The family of a man who died during a standoff with police in a St. Paul suburb is demanding authorities release squad car and body camera video of the incident. Few details about the death of 23-year-old Isaac Aiden have been released as the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension investigates who fired the shot or shots that killed the Columbia Heights man last Tuesday. Torrential rain and strong winds caused street flooding and brought down trees and branches in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota last night. The line of thunderstorms Monday night prompted storm and flash flooding warnings. Crookston, we had many branches down throughout and tree limbs down throughout the city. A lot of leaves were on the ground and saw a lot of people picking up in their yards this morning. A man accused of playing a major role in an international fentanyl trafficking operation that led to overdose deaths in several states has signed a federal plea agreement in North Dakota. Danielle Vivas Cerrone, a Colombian national who allegedly ran his part of the enterprise from a Canadian prison, plans to plead guilty to three counts. He faces life in prison. More than 30 people are charged in the case, including five Chinese nationals. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. We'd be paying with cash or debit.
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene, as you heard on KROX last night, the Crookston American Legion baseball team, their late rally fell short in a storm-shortened game as Foston held on to beat Crookston 5-3. Foston scored all five of their runs in the first three innings. Crookston scored all three of their runs in the last two innings. And Crookston cut it within a 5-3 deficit, and then the game was called as the storm moved in. And the official game, the final score, 5-3. Foston, their second win of the year. Both teams had one win coming in to the game. Crookston's lone win was against Foston earlier this year. Foston has now beaten Winnemac and Crookston, and it looks like Foston and Crookston will be the play-in game on Tuesday in the first round of the district tournament. And, of course, if it's Crookston, we'll have it right here on KROX, but we'll find that out later this week or early, well, hopefully by Friday or Saturday. Other sports today, the Crookston Legion team was scheduled to be at Winnemac. They were going to play in Erskine, but that has been postponed to Thursday because of the rain. With that, you're saying, well, Chris, the Legion team's supposed to play at War Road on Thursday. Well, the game at War Road has been canceled, and now Crookston Legion will play Winnemac on Thursday at 6:30. So no having to go up to War Road, and I'm sure there's a lot of happy players and parents as well. Let's see what else we have on the sports schedule. That's about it. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they finalized the acquisition of six players for roster depth and reserve roles, including forward Jake Lehman in a sign-and-trade deal with Portland, another trade that brought them guard Shabazz Napier, and forward Trevor Graham from Golden State was done. Initially, the Timberwolves signed rookie Jarrett Culver and free agent forward Noah Vonleh and claim guard Tyrone Wallace off waivers from the Los Angeles Clippers. Culver was the sixth pick in the draft. So Timberwolves getting a lot of guys you probably never heard of before. And we'll see if they have anything else up their sleeve here the rest of the offseason. The Minnesota Twins deserve this All-Star break as much as any team in baseball. I don't know if deserve is the right word, but they need it. They have been in first place in the American League Central since April 20th. The Twins have seen 9 of their 13 most used position players land on the injured list during this stretch as well. And they're hoping the 4 days off will rest up some of their players and get healthy as they get ready to try to keep the red-hot Cleveland Indians from overtaking first place in the American League Central. And Wimbledon update, Serena Williams has advanced to the semifinals, beating fellow American Allison Risky 6-4, 4-6, 6-3. Williams is chasing an eighth Wimbledon title. This was Risky's first Grand Slam quarterfinal. And Simona Halep has reached the Wimbledon semifinals for the second time, beating Zhang Shuai. The 2018 French Open champion is looking for her second career Grand Slam title, but has not reached the semifinals at Wimbledon since 2014. And a lot of new faces will be on the field for tonight's All-Star game in Cleveland. There are 36 first-time All-Stars on the two teams. They include the Mets' Jeff McNeil, who leads the majors with a .349 batting average, and Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr., the 21-year-old who was last year's National League Rookie of the Year. And American League newcomers include White Sox right-hander Lucas Giolito. And let's see what else we have here. Well, one of my favorite golfers of all time, John Daly, has withdrawn from the British Open 3 days after being told he can't ride in a cart. This is why he's my favorite. Tournament officials say Daly, who won the Open at St. Andrews in 1995, has withdrawn because of a medical condition. He was replaced at Royal Portrush by Kevin Streelman. That is about it. Again, the Crookston American Legion baseball game at Winnemac tonight has been postponed to Thursday. Thursday's Legion game against War Road has been canceled. Crookston will now play Winnemac on Thursday at 6:30. And the Crookston Reds will be back in action tomorrow night when they host the Ada A's. We'll have the pregame at 7 and the first pitch at 7:30 Wednesday night if you're looking for that. That is a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Hugo's Family Marketplace having their Pick 5 for $24.99 meat sale. Choose from 8-ounce USDA Choice Boneless Angus Farms New York Strip Steak, 16-ounce Boneless Skinless Just Bare Chicken Breast, 2-pound Boneless Hormel Always Tender Country Style Ribs, 4 1/3 pound Hugo's 81% Lean Ground Beef Patties, plus there's many more choices of meats that are on sale, 5 for $24.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the city of Crookston has received notice that they have improved to a number 2 ranking for the city's public protection classification for fire protection. The classification puts the city of Crookston in the top 5% nationally among the 46,000 communities evaluated in the United States. Crookston Fire Chief Tim Frober explained the rating system from the Insurance Services Office at the city council meeting last night.
What they are is an independent company that conducts public protection classification surveys on fire departments nationwide using the standard evaluation process. And this process is used on big and small departments. Last year, they did 46,000 fire departments. And what they do is at the end of it, they rate the fire departments with either a class 1 or a class 10. The lower the number is, shows that your department is doing extremely well.
Crookston was one of 13 cities in Minnesota to receive a Class 2 ranking.
In Minnesota, there's only 13 Class 2s, and that is the top 1.5% in Minnesota. So we've got very, very good news on the classification and the services that our fire department provide.
The score is weighted between the Crookston Fire Department at 50%, the Water Department at 40%, and Polk County Dispatch at 10%. The scoring is based off all the work the fire department does in training, inspections, and calls, along with equipment and other records, according to Frober.
Things that they look at the fire department, he looks at our equipment, training records, testing records of hose, fire pumps, and hydrants, inspection records that we do for commercial and rental properties, response times, personnel, mutual aid agreements, run reports, maintenance records, and standard operating guidelines. He looks at the fire department very thoroughly, and he also looks over the dispatch center very thoroughly and our water supply system very thoroughly.
PPC is used as the national standard by most U.S. insurers for an essential role in the underwriting process as part of their decision-making on pricing for personal and commercial property. Homeowners and business owners should check with their insurance provider to see if this new improved classification may help reduce rates. While the rating is for fire protection, Frober says there are lots of crucial people and entities that play a role.
This is not only a fire department effort. Thanks goes out to the City Water Department, Polk County Dispatch, the Crookston Firefighters Association, and the Crookston Fire Department also. We also like to thank our past and present city leaders for their trust and faith in their fire department for providing us with the funds and equipment to train our firefighters.
The City Council didn't have any topics on their regular agenda and just four items on the consent agenda, which passed unanimously. The consent agenda included the approval of the June 24th meeting minutes, the approval of the bills and disbursements totaling over $323,000, a resolution designating the City of Crookston website as an alternate publication source for city notices for 6 months, and the approval of partial payment to R&Q Trucking Incorporated for the work done to date, totaling $562,952.98 for 2019 street improvements. They're the same company that cut our cable to Barrett Street. They're the same company that cuts our dry loop from here to the KROX radio towers, which is why the AM was off the air last Monday for about an hour or so. So they're doing a bang-up job is what we're trying to tell you. Let's see. They still haven't fixed it, so if Halstead Telephone Company didn't expand their internet service out to our radio towers 2 years ago, we still would be off the air on the AM. Well, and the FM, too. So thankfully, Halstead was able to step in and do that, and the city and R&Q would have a huge lawsuit on their hands otherwise. The Ways and Means Committee was introduced, introduced Monday night to a possible expansion of the Nature View development on the northeast side of Crookston. The proposal would be to extend Eickhoff Boulevard straight north to Fisher Avenue in conjunction with the upcoming Polk County Highway Department project to turn County Road 11, which is Fisher Avenue, into an urban street from Highway 2 to the east city limits. Bob Herkenhoff owns the property where the proposed extension would go, and as a trade for the road and infrastructure, would donate a 30-acre natural park in two phases. The first phase would be the North Pond created last fall, followed sometime in the future by the second pond to the south. Herkenhoff would then plot 14 lots for home development along the proposed road.
We're in the planning stages with the city. Give them time to think about it, and it's be a project that we're hoping we can pull off here and keep the housing going. The North Pond, I would donate that right away now. And then I'd have some legal work done that the South Pond would be donated in the future when it works for me and for some tax reasons and other things. But it would be their pond eventually, both would, and it would total about 30 acres.
The county is working with Widseth Smith Nolting on the design work for Fisher Avenue with reconstruction scheduled for 2020. So Herkenhoff said there is a timeline in which a decision has to be made.
We are kind of time is the essence here because they're turning the county road into an urban stretch of road there, and our restriction is one turn lane coming into my property there, so we have to decide where to put it now in order to fit into the project for the county.
The committee also reviewed the benefits of the trees planted downtown, and Councilman Steve Erickson suggested the city create a plan for replacing trees that die or are taken out for disease. It was also noted that the updated American Disabilities Act compliance guidelines would likely result in the trees needing to be taken out of downtown or moved further from buildings if the city underwent a sidewalk and street reconstruction. One of the MnDOT people that came through was handicapped and was in a wheelchair. He told the several city council members these are the worst sidewalks he has been on. And he said the trees also have to be removed if you redo the sidewalks because of the ADA compliance guidelines, unless you lengthen and make the sidewalks wider in downtown. The only action item for the committee was approving the transfer of funds from the Special Service District Fund for the Flood Levy Protection System to Flood Construction Fund to pay the remaining balance, explains City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner.
During the construction of the flood levy project, we had a fund opened up to keep track of all expenses and grant monies. It's a state requirement. We also had our special service district, which was the money that was assessed to every property in the city for the 20 years. Those two funds are two separate funds, and now there's a negative balance in the one with the grant because we put the city's expenses in there also. And so now we need to reimburse that fund to get it to zero balance.
The committee approved the fund transfer unanimously, and it will go to the consent agenda for the July 22nd City Council meeting for final approval. The Crookston School Board, they will hold a special meeting today at 5 p.m. in the district office at the Crookston High School. The only items on the agenda are the proposed bus garage design and the terms of the proposed bond, which they will put forward in November to the voters to see if they will pass a referendum to build a bus garage. The Villa St. Vincent was a proud recipient of a $2,500 gift recently from the United Way of Crookston for their fall prevention program. Director of Nursing Peggy Wongan said the falls are the leading cause of injury in people 65 years and older nationwide. With the grant, the Villa purchased motion detectors, therapeutic blankets, and activity sensory tools, according to Activities Director Karen Swetlowski, who added the favorite addition is probably the Villa's animated pets. And so, again, the United Way, if you donate to the United Way, they are giving back to places like the Villa St. Vincent, the Eat United program, which is offering free food or free meals to kids 18 and under all summer long, and goes to a lot of great causes. An agriculture support center located at NDSU is hosting a seminar and party for farmers in the Red River Valley of North Dakota and Minnesota. The event, sponsored by the Northern Crops Institute, is scheduled July 16th at the Maple Lake Pavilion in Mentor. Its list of speakers includes government officials, growers, and other agriculture group representatives. It will include booths and demonstrations. There will also be live music and a hog roast. Doyle Lentz, a North Dakota farmer who is scheduled to speak at the event, says this is the time for producers to unite in order to help each other prosper. The Northern Crops Institute helps promote domestic and international markets for regional crops. Speaking of crops, the Northwest Research and Outreach Center's annual Crop and Soils Day will be Wednesday, July 17th at the North Farm, 1 mile north of the University of Minnesota Crookston campus on Highway 75 North. Morning registration will be at 7:45 a.m. Loading of the wagons for the Small Grains Tour 1 and 2 will start at 8:15 with a break and a switch of tours at 10. A complimentary lunch will be served at noon. Afternoon registration will be at 12:30 with two simultaneous sugar beet tours at 12:50. Presenters include Kevin Smith, Jim Anderson, Angie Peltier, Joachim Wiersma, Beverly Durgan, Ian McCrae, Lindsay Peace, Dan Kaiser, and Ruth Dill Mackey. Presenters for the afternoon sugar beet program are Tom Peters, Ashok Chanda, Hal Mickelson and Dan Kaiser. Crops and Soils Day is intended for producers and ag professionals. CEUs are available for all tours. In case of rain, a modified program will be presented indoors, and the speakers will be available for consultations. For more information, contact Marie Noble at 281-8602. The Crookston Fire Department was called to a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of University Avenue and Park Lane at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. They assisted with investigation, traffic control, and cleanup. Law enforcement continued to investigate. They responded to a flow alarm at American Crystal Sugar Company in Crookston at 8.06 p.m. It was not a fire. The American Crystal staff were working on the cause. At 8.47 p.m., they were called to the 1800 block of Radisson Road for a downed power line. They secured the scene until Otter Tail crews arrived to make repairs. On the obituary desk today, Selmer Howard Bierke, 88, of Shelley, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family on Friday, July 5th at Sanford Hospital, palliative care. He was born March 18, 1931, to Melvin and Magda Bierke in Mayville, North Dakota, on the family farm. He will be greatly missed by his loving children, Howard of Kentucky, David of Fargo, Randy of San Antonio, Danny of Dilworth, Jeannie Rood of Shelley, Jody Lee of Halstead, Donna Nepstead of Ada, Tammy Mooney of Hillsboro, and Scott Steeney of Ada. 20 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, sisters Marion Brazel and Kareen Knudsen, brother Bobby Bierke, as well as extended family of brother and sister-in-laws, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. The funeral service for Selmer Howard Bierke will be at 2 p.m. Thursday, July 11th at Augustana Lutheran Church at 270th Avenue in Halstead. The visitation will be held 1 hour prior. Burial will be at 11 a.m. Friday, July 12th at St. John's Cemetery in Hatton, North Dakota. Arrangements are at the Fredrickson Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. Harley O. Torgerson, age 86, of Cavalier and formerly of Crookston, died July 4th at Wedgwood Manor in Cavalier, North Dakota. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Stenchel Housky Funeral Home. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies and the rain continuing. 66 degrees, an east wind of 3 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.83 inches. Humidity is still at 100%. We have 18 hundredths of an inch of rain so far since 6 o'clock this morning. Yesterday and through 6 o'clock this morning, we had 1.05 inches. So just shy of 1.25 inches of rain in the last, I would say, 12-plus hours now. Yesterday's high was 88. Yesterday's low, 63. We did have a peak wind gust of 55 miles an hour. The average high today is 81. The average low, 57. The year-ago high, 81, with a low of 57. The record high, 100, set in 1936. The record low, 43, set in 1968. The sun rose at 5:37 this morning. The sun will set at 9:25 for 15 hours, 48 minutes of daylight. Rain totals from around the listening area. Euclid Avenue reported 92 hundredths of an inch of rain, and 1 inch 3 miles south of Angus. In the Woods Edition, 1.1 inches. Samson's Edition, 1 inch. 13 miles east of Crookston, 2.5 inches. And then 3 miles west of Erskine, 3.75 inches of rain. And again, that's what was measured with the wind blowing at 55 miles an hour. It didn't probably get as much as it normally would with the and the rain gauges. So it's more than likely quite a bit more than what we measured last night. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms. High 70 to 75. Southeast winds of 5 to 15. Near 100% chance of precipitation. Tonight mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low 60 to 65. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Shifting to the northwest after midnight. Wednesday cloudy with showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Then mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, it'll be breezy, north winds of 15 to 25, and a 90% chance of precipitation. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, sunny, highs 80 to 85. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Monday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90. As we take a look at the hazardous weather outlook for today and tonight, widespread showers and a few thunderstorms will occur through tonight. Isolated severe thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon with a risk of hail to 1.5 inches and wind gusts of 60 miles an hour. A tornado is also possible. Additional rainfall from the morning through Wednesday will average anywhere from 0.5 to 1.5 inches. And then Wednesday through Monday, the next main chances of thunderstorms will occur Thursday evening and again next Monday. The atmosphere is such that a possible strong or severe storms may occur on those days. So stay tuned. We'll keep you updated if anything severe does come our way. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.